It's the 19th of November. Laura and I are about to go and interview Jack Greggett of 4 Castle Street, Peel. He's a retired fisherman. So let's see how it goes, eh?
How long have you been on the boat?
Oh, I about 40 years I was on the fishing.
Yeah?
35, 40 years or something.
And what did you fish for?
We started off fishing mostly for herring and scallops. I could have in the summertime and scallops in the wintertime. That time.
Yeah, and how many was on your boat?
There were 6 holes in the summer at the herrings. And 4 hours in the winter. Took spearmen always in the summer for drifting up there anyway.
And what was your boat's name?
The first one I was on was the men's clover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was in 1954. And the following winter I was in there. At the scallops in the boat called the May the 2nd came from Durban. And the following summer I was in a boat called Miss Rose. The following winter I was in the May the 2nd again. And then the skipper I was with in the Miss Rose, we bought a boat from Scotland called the Senorita. And they changed their name to Signora. And I was in here for a long, long time. And we sold and we built a new Signora.
Right.
And then I was in there for a number of years.
What sort of boats were they?
50 foot type boats, ringneck. Yeah. The old Signora was a ringneck boat, like, and the new one was a drifter kind of boat, drifter kind of scallop, you know. And she was built in 1962.
Are those boats still being used?
She just sold a couple of years ago to the east coast of Scotland.
Yeah.
But I, myself and another couple of fellas bought it.
And
they died. 1980 or something like that. It must be the border.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs a lot of money.
Cost quite a lot of money, like, yeah. Yeah, well, it was a lot of money that at that time, but it doesn't sound a lot now when you hear them speaking about the figures they speak about now, like, you know, but at that time it was a lot of money.
Did you need a lot of equipment as well?
No, she was well rigged, like, you know, she was, but the drift net had all finished when we bought the, like, drift net and all had gone out then. The heaven trawlers were all on the road then, like, and
they used to do 2 boat trawls. In those days.
Pardon?
Did you have really, really big trawls that you just pulled behind one boat, or was it?
Yeah, just one.
Yeah, no, I don't know much about it.
But summertime then, it was when we bought the boat, we were going to prawns and the like, fishing for prawns. Trawling, like, you know, at the...
Off here?
Yeah.
Did you get many prawns?
We did at that time.
Yeah? Is there any left prawns?
I think they are supposed to still at it. I think they do quite right. Like, you know, but not at all. But only the one I was telling about, the friend showing them.
Yeah.
He still goes trawling, like, you know.
Does he?
Mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He spends all his time trawling now. I don't think he goes to scallops at all now.
So, and that, like, how do you fish for prawns? Like, what's different about fishing for prawns? Like, the techniques that you use?
With prawns, it's different than that, like, and of course, prawns is all on the mud, muddy ground, and soft ground off Peel here, and Whitehaven on that side, like. But the scallops and queens is all harder ground, all Peel, and a lot of our boats fish up the solar for it, like, a heavy area, like that sort of ground.
So what's it like on board? Is it like a team on board? Do you have a good laugh?
Oh, very good We used to have pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to get off some good laughs.
What kind of things do you do? Do you just fish all the time, or is there other things that go on?
No, most of the time we're fishing. Like, mm. Depending on the catcher, like, sometimes you don't get catch too much, you've finished in half an hour or whatever. Like, you know. When you're scalping or throwing like the queenies and that, you're hauling like every what hour, so you, or every hour and a half, something like that. So you don't have a lot of time between holes, really. By the time you get a cup of tea or something, like, you're ready to haul again. Like.
Yeah.
And if you're getting quite a lot of stuff when you don't have time for your tea and stuff, like, you just grab a cup of tea and something whenever you can. If you're busy, which is not always, of course.
What do you do when you're not busy?
Get your head down sometimes. I mean, even when you're not busy, there's always something to do on boats, like, and everything. You always find something to do on boat. A little bit of maintenance and fixing the spare gear up or whatever you do. That's something to do.
What was your favourite type of fishing?
I like the herring fishing.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know what it was about the herring fishing. I like the herring fishing. It was really uncertain, the herring fishing. Like, I like that job a bit. When we were kids, we used to go with the fathers and that, fishing for herring. Like, you know, I just go out for a night. Like, and I think they just got into it and they liked it. It was a favourite one.
Is scallop fishing like boring in comparison?
Oh, I used to think it was.
Yeah.
Herring fishing was good. There was a lot to see about herring fishing.
Yeah? Like
what? Well, at that time, like, you know, when you went out, you had to find somewhere to go for herring, like, you know. Scallops, you just go out and clap them over the side and then. And at the same place every day if you want, to go herring fishing. You had to have an idea that there was herring in that area, like where you were going to fish. And you used to have to watch for the sounds, what were the sounds of herring, like birds and guns starting or whales. And the herring right there on the day then, like, I don't see much of him now, I don't think.
Did you use sonar? Because nowadays you can see the shells, can't you, on sonar.
Oh, I didn't have it then.
You didn't have
it when first book,
So you just used to rely on signs then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even in the springtime, when we used to go in May, like we used to start early, first week of May usually, and there wasn't enough herring. The herring wasn't heavy enough to mark on the sound, was like, you know. You just, herring had to be quite compact, like the mark on the sound was. When we were going in early fishing in the spring, like, put on your thin sprinkle on the herring, like, you know. And they weren't heavy enough to mark on the sounders. When we got sounders on.
How big were the fleets that were looking for the herring?
Oh, a lot of boats out there.
Was there a lot of competition?
Not competition, but you're all at the same job. there was a big fleet. There wasn't many of our boats, there was a big fleet of Irish boats. Drifters like the back then. A lot of Irish drifters.
How many boats is that about?
Supposed to be about 40 Irish boats, I suppose, between Port of Oldie and Kilkeel and our glass.
There's a lot of heaven around it at that time.
Some used to be.
Yeah.
Some used to be scarce enough, no? We used to get the Scotch boats coming down from the east coast as well, like. To the drifters, like, you know, they came year after year for years, Scotch drifters, and then till the herring went, started to get scarce, and then the ringers started taking over the ringer boats, like. And we used to go off to the East Coast when they went to East home, we used to go with them, and go down to Yorkshire coast, down to Whitby and Scarborough, like, and fish down there for 8 or 10 weeks.
That's where Lure's from.
You go couldn't have any other beer.
Yeah.
They would be.
No, my ancestors used to fish in Whitby, they're all buried there.
Yeah.
But no, there's nobody that fishes.
No.
No.
I mean, there used to be quite a few of the Whitby boats themselves used to go fish as well,
yeah.
And a few Scarborough boats. So that was a good fishing, like that, Whitby fishing.
Yeah.
It was all drifted like that.
So how long did you used to go away for?
Used to go away like about these at the Irish drifters of some of them used to change over the ring on the 12th like on their holiday, like that was their holiday, it wasn't the 12th of July. Like. So they used to take that week off and they changed over from the drift net so that they went the ring net. And we used to when they changed over we used to very often go to it, you know.
Mm.
We'd be down there till about the middle of September, probably. Depending on what was happening, like if the weather was still all right and the market was holding up, and there's still plenty of heaven.
What was it like to be away from home? Did you like get on with all the local people over there?
Oh, we're all in the same swimming, like, you know. There's big fleet of Scots boats there. Massive fleet of Scots boats and Dutchmen.
So there wasn't rivalry then?
No.
Between the two?
No.
Everybody used to go out together.
Yeah. Oh, at the weekend and that. Oh, we used to have. Oh, I used to chum up with Scotch boots, Scotch crews and that. Like, crews all going out together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's a bit like holiday then, isn't it?
Oh. Man, it wasn't much of a holiday, would be like this. There was always usually plenty of hair, plenty of work, like, and didn't have much. And then, of course, we fish 6 nights a week at Whitby. Fish Sunday night there as well. We used to go on Sunday night. If we never did here, we wouldn't dare do on tea, like. It would be now the heathens, like. We used to go down, go on Sunday night, but it was a kind of fishing night.
Do we have a lot of rules here? When you first started fishing, were there a lot of rules governing you?
There was no rules, hardly none. When we first started, this rule is just a new thing, like, really, comparatively new, like, but this last, 20 years, since the EEC came in, there was always some basic kind of rules, like, you know, the...
Like the Sunday one?
Eh?
Like the Sunday rule?
Well, Sunday wasn't either, like, that was only like a gentleman's agreement, anybody would want to go on Sunday, could be nothing.
Oh, really?
Nothing legally stopped them going, I wouldn't have thought. Because I remember years ago, I know I'm talking about when we were little kids, and used to go out, you know, with my father and for a walk on a Sunday morning, it was a Sunday morning, I'm sure it was. And going out there and the steam drifters were on the go then, and they were landing heaven on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So I don't know when they fished. They must have been shooting nets on the Saturday night. I think they went every night there. The big English drifted. Scotch boats didn't go on Sunday. Scotch boats didn't go on Sunday with me. But the big east boats, the northeast boats, the Fraser Brown, the Damien and Peter Heckman and that. The little boats, the south first boats, the KY boats, and they used to go and we went, but they're with me now, of course.
So what do you think about the legislation now?
Terrible, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it's killed the job, killed the interest in the job somehow, I don't know.
Mm.
No way. There's no fun in that now, compared to what it used to be, I don't think. You've got the young boys speaking, I think, and you've got to do this and you've got to do that. And well, they're up against it now.
How do you keep in track with all the new legislations? Is it hard work?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's a costly thing with these, you know, keeping these boats up and they say you've got to have this and you've got to have that and you've got to have them, that's all about it, like. You know, and it's costly, like. But if you want to stay out of the way, you've got to get these things. degrees and quarters and where you can go and where you can't go.
Can you understand why they're doing it, or do you just think they're doing it to make, stop the issue?
It's for this conservation, don't they? But I don't know. I don't know if it's for conservation or not, but...
You think
millions and millions of crowns of hemlock were caught year after year, and when there was big fleets of drifters and millions of tons of them getting landed in the UK, like, and on the East Coast and that, and there was never any cry about conservation, and drifters and boats for years, forever, didn't it, really, as long as they were fishing. Having like from way back, the trawlers now started trawling that flat look, I think.
So maybe, do you think they were too late?
Well, I think like at Whitby in particular, used to fish herring when we first went to Whitby, the big herring, full fat herring, and you filled and spawned, and you'd catch the spent herring, like, and you'd catch the ones that were spawned, but nobody interfered with the spawn. They'd spawn, you know, they'd done their work and they'd spawned, and you caught the spawn you hadn't. You caught the spawn you hadn't, I think. But you didn't disturb the ones that had spawned.
And
they were there, like, they were there forever, I suppose. But the trawlers, I think the trawlers threatened to. When the trawlers start trawling the herring, I think that seemed to be the start of the downslide of it.
Do you think that we need conservation now with fish stocks being quite low?
I think we do. I think we do now. There's awful destruction of the fishing, there's no trawling. Trawling particularly destroys an awful lot of small life. All small herring, small anything. Small fish that trawlers, the whitefish trawlers. Times when you've seen that, you hear them speaking, they've got the big hauls of fish and just getting a handful of boxes out of it, like, you know, nets full of fish and things. And this fish for species, like, a certain species and numbers. Boxes of a certain species, and if you catch cod instead of haddock or vice versa, like, you've got to dump all the cod or all the haddock. You know, if you're only allowed a few boxes of haddock and you get a net full of cod, you're supposed to dump them all in crazy, like. And now all those cod are dead, like.
Right. Right.
There's awful destruction, like, the trawling and seeing nothing, you know. I don't know what they could do about that. Because they won't let them bring them in, even when they're dead, like, they're not allowed on them.
How do you think, Peel has changed, you know, because the fishery used to be very important to Peel, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think the whole place we run on fishing at one time, didn't it? But it's changed a lot now. Even in our time, like, when we had our boat like this, there's what other people, 25 or 30 boats in Peel. Then, like, there's only maybe half that, you know, I think. And it's about 20 boats now. And those men, like, when you first start, like, they were six men in each of them in the summertime, and at least four in the winter. And a lot of these boats were only just two men. Quite big boats, so only two men.
Do you think that that's changed the community?
Well, it has around about the harbour area, like, and, well, as regards the town, I suppose, not really, but, see, when the boats were all starting at the scallops, and when the scallops took off, like the coons, those yards all employed about 40 women each, you know, about three yards, big yards, and they had about 30, 40, maybe 50 women. And, I mean, that was a lot of employment, like, and there was a lot of turnover there, and money was probably all getting spent in town, all local women, like. And earning good money, like, and working all hours they were, the yards at that time. With loads of stuff, and the boats were doing well, and the yards were doing well. But it's all tapered off now. One of the yards is closed, and the other, two of the yards are closed, I think. And the other yards, there's only like half a dozen women working in them. And the kipper yard, the kipper trade is way down to what it used to be. Ironically, there was a lot of kipper yards. That town was full of kipper yards. Now it's just the two kipper firms now. There's no heaven apart from one pair of trawlers that come in during the summer. I think it's just one or two pair of trawlers. Just supply all the heaven they need, like. And even they don't come every day. I mean, that's a whole trade that's kind of... Like, compared to what it was, like, there was smokehouses dotted all over the town. Like, they didn't care about smoke at that time, like, you know, and they were dragging heaven and lorries all through the town, and really through the town, through the little streets, like, you know, the kipper yards all over the place.
Yeah. What do you think people are doing now, I mean, if they can't get jobs fishing or working in those yards?
I don't know, I think the financial sector's too good, I mean, like it was, it had to get a job in the finance sector, like. But I don't know, I don't really know what they are. Turn their hand to a mist, like, working a show or somewhere or other. You know, if one thing crawls up, usually something else comes on sound, isn't it?
So do you think that there was more community spirit when everybody was on the boats or working on them? The yards and the
shops,
and this man.
Oh, I think so. Mm. Yeah. Oh, it used to be good, like. And at the weekends, and that was. There was a lot more social life, seemed really, like, you know. At that time. And the thing with it was, if one was poor, they were all poor, like. You know, if they'd had a good week, they were all had a good week, more or less, you know. The weather had been good and the fishing was good. The men had all had good weeks of both preps, and the girls and the women in the yards had all been working all the hours, and they were nearly all in piecework, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And they could do well, like, you know.
He used to have a big party though.
Not party as such, like, but you know, you could. You always went out with your own crowds, like, you know. But now there's only young meat and odd ones, like, that's still on the boats, you know, on a Saturday night or Friday night. And for some reason, there aren't that many of them left, like, you know.
Do you think it's always been, like, a family thing, fishing?
Family?
Family thing, yeah.
Well, it's a lot of that, you know. Fishing's out like that everywhere, isn't it? There's family boats, like, and there's boats come down through families, and there's family life, kind of fishing for all forever sort of thing. The father and his father, and goes on the far back side of the door, like, but there's a lot of new lads coming to when the scallops started, like, which is a good thing, really, because we did the same old thing. We'd probably still be going sails, like, you know. But the younger ones, they brought in new things. We'd try things that we wouldn't think of trying, like. which took off, you know. And you something different than the deer or try something else, and it's gone beyond. I couldn't go on. You know, we live on a boat now. Take us, there's that much electronics in it. Even the last boat I went in, one of the boys and I used to tell them just to put the, if I was, you say take like now, just put on a manual thing and steer her like I always steer her, like, instead of, they just used to put her on the automatic and, you know, let her go. And not just let her go, but they'd be steer always there, like, the boat would be going on following the computer around, following the graph, like the stick a tape in and tell the boat to follow it. Where they are, tapes and computers and sounders and God knows what else.
You think it's expensive to set up now? Oh, the fishing.
Oh, this electronic gear is dear, isn't it? Well, everything's dear. Everything's dear connected with it now. The gear's costing
and winches.
Winches is dear, isn't it?
Yeah. Did
all
you,
the machinery is dear.
Did you have a winches when you started?
Oh, I had a winches. We didn't have trawl winches when we started the scallops. These all
yes.
Hauling off the drum ends, like, yeah. The combination works.
That must have been hard.
Hard, yeah.
Do you think that all the computerized equipment now is sent to the old-fashioned sewing machine?
Yeah, it has to a certain extent, I think. It's taken, I think, fishing a lot of the human speaking machine, really. And I think the uncertainty of it was an attraction. It didn't went out around the breakwater, especially fishing herring. You didn't know what was for you. Like, it could be anything, you know. And now, you go out now, scallops, as I said, like, you go out and chuck the scallop dredges over the same place every day, like, that's going to see the caught down every day, right? But it was the same job no matter where you went. And you knew after a haul of scallops, if you towed back to the same place, chances are you'd get within a dozen or two of the same haul after haul for a little while until you started making them scarce. Like, you towed a bit of ground and you could almost knew what was going to come up in the dredges, like, whether we were herring fishing or trawling, even. It was uncertain. Or sometimes if the net didn't come up at all. You know, if you come up in rags or something.
Hit a wreck or something.
Yeah, or some bit of rough ground or whatever. Wrecks that they hardly catch wrecks, you know. You can almost see them like on the screens, can't they?
Really?
You know, see, and they know if the ground is soft or hard, or you've got these colour tellies, and not tellies, but whatever sound is like, you know, tells them whether the ground is hard or soft, and you can avoid the hard bits, you know.
When you used to go for prawns, were you doing beam trout?
No.
Big open?
Yeah.
Must have caught a lot of stuff in there.
Sometimes you did that.
For bottom.
It was a good job. One of the years we were out after that, we went heading from the 1981, I think it was. We were only able to do heading this big fleet of heading boats and all the Dutch movie. Line heading was the North Sea closed. You know, the whole North Sea was closed there. They all came down here. They were cooked. They were paying full cheap for heaven, like. And we didn't go to heaven, we stayed at the prawns. Well, there was only a handful of boats at the prawns. All the others were at the heaven, like, and we stayed at the prawns. Oh, there's loads of prawns. You know, it's loads of prawns. It was some year up here. wanted to get away from kids and all to go down and tail and prawns. A little midnight tail and prawn.
What do you think it was like for your wife being raised to fishing there?
I think she enjoyed it all right, like, you know. Especially at times they didn't think very much of it, like, you know. Taking all right. It was quite a good job, really. I enjoyed it.
Did the whole family not get involved?
Oh, I didn't know. I mean, they were all girls, like, and I didn't used to see them down the boat this much. Like, I used to come down, like, breaks with the fish. Not like boys would, like, you know. Yeah. I used to like coming down the boat, you know, and we used to go for sails, like, on trawl races and various days, and they had, like, the carnival days, and I've at least taken kids for sailing.